USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Black Lives Matter Chicago and other activists are suing federal officials in an attempt to prevent federal agents from being deployed in Chicago by President Trump. They say those agents harass and detain protesters for no reason. BLM Chicago co-founder Ashlyn Pauley says the feds are trying to suppress their righteous anger.
We have been fighting back consistently for 2 months, and we will not stop. We will not be threatened, we will not be coerced into suppressing our rage.
President Trump is threatening to veto a defense spending bill that's been passed by the U.S. Senate. He's angry about a provision in it that orders name changes for military bases named for Confederate leaders. The House passed a similar bill this week that contains the same provision. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Most of the in-person Republican presidential convention events have been canceled because of coronavirus. President Trump making the announcement yesterday.
The timing for this event is not right, just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida.
Two statues of Christopher Columbus that stood in Chicago are down now as protesters cheered as crews removed one of the statues in Grant Park. That was done with a crane overnight. Another Columbus statue in another park in Chicago was taken down later in the morning. The United Nations Human Rights Office says U.S. police and security forces should not be using disproportionate force against protesters and journalists. The U.N. Human Rights Office today also calling on authorities not to detain demonstrators and journalists unlawfully at protests in cities including Portland, Oregon. Wall Street's opening lower after Thursday's sell-off. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some passengers on an Iranian jetliner were reportedly injured when a U.S. fighter jet flew very close to the plane over Syria last evening. Iranian media reports the pilot changed altitude quickly when the U.S. Air Force F-15 flew within 1,000 meters of the airliner. The plane landed in Beirut soon after. U.S. Central Command says the F-15 was making a visual inspection when the jetliner flew very close to it as it was looking at a garrison in Syria where U.S. forces are based. Charges are pending against a 20-year-old Ohio man after a photo of him appearing to be kneeling on a toddler's neck surfaced on social media. Deputies in Clark County near Dayton say the photo shows Isaiah Jackson with his knee on the neck of a crying 2-year-old while a second person is holding the child's hands behind the child's back. The caption under the photo reads, BLM Now. And several highly anticipated films have been pushed back yet again. The live-action remake of Mulan was supposed to be released in theaters in March. It was then pushed back to August 21st. Now Disney's removed the film from the release calendar altogether. The next Star Wars movie will now be released in December 2023. We're available online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.